This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Off to Neverland Travel. If you're booking your next vacation, you want to make sure you'd use them. They're a great travel provider. They're the experts that are make sure you're going to have a great vacation. I know you may be listening to this go, I'm the expert. Well, you know what? They have people that have been doing this for their job. They know the ins and outs of this, folks. They're going to plan your itinerary. They're going to help you with whatever you need, dining, fast passes. I don't know. They can probably do anything for you. I'm sure if you ask them, they will do their best to accommodate your every need when it comes to planning your Walt Disney World vacation. And they've been a great partner of ours this year. So if you want to, you know, find out more about them, read their story too. If you're not planning your vacation, just go over to their website anyway. They track how many people are going, and that tells them you support what's going on at WDW Today. So that website's gotoneverland.com. And as Will likes to say,
all you got to do is pack.
All you got to do is pack. Gotoneverland.com.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today. Coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, July 20th, and this is episode 1521 of WDW Today. We got a great show coming up. We're going to change things up a little bit. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I forgot about that part. We have a special guest with us today. And it's not Lynn. It's...
No, I'm not Lynn. I'm Joel.
Joel, which is a similar short
I'm
name.
I'm Lynn 2.0.
No, no, we don't want to say that because we're going to make people mad. Though Lynn is not on the show today, so this is going to get confusing.
Don't try to take Lynn away from people.
Lynn is not on the show today. He is just busy. He was actually, I'm not sure I'm allowed to say, he said like a listener's wedding, so it's awesome. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to Lynn for enjoying yourself and being too tired to come on today. So he's not on the show today.
Enjoying himself at a wedding?
I don't know if he is. He seems like a guy that he gets down at a wedding.
He likes a wedding.
Like you.
He's a dancing fool.
Yeah. And I'm not one of them.
That is true.
I've been to my weddings.
Logan hates a good wedding.
I don't hate a good wedding. I hate most weddings.
Most weddings aren't good weddings.
Good, bad, sweating, typically, it's not good. Well, that's not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about weddings, though I was married at Walt Disney World. I like my wedding. People seem to like my wedding.
Meh.
I mean,
it was a meh.
A lot of randos who I didn't think were going to come showed up, which they traveled to Orlando because they're like, it's Disney World. And you rented out the great movie ride. Yeah, we're coming.
A lot of people thought just because your wedding was in Florida that gave them a pass to wear flip-flops.
There were a couple flip-flops at the night wedding. That's true.
You know, not gonna old name names. Black tie tuxedo flip-flop action.
Well, they weren't wearing black tie tuxedo.
Well,
or suit others or anything else. It's fine. It was cool. We had a good time. We had a good time. Off of that, because they're probably listening. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the Disney Vacation Club. And the reason we're doing it is not only because Will and I are the most ignorant people when it comes to knowing how this thing works.
I like how there was a nice pause there. You said, Will and I are the most ignorant people when it comes to DVC.
That's just a little Freudian pattern going on. Yeah, exactly.
That way we can edit it and use it for other things.
Like it's a drop like a 90s radio show. We talk about DVC all the time, and it does come up, and I usually defer to Terry. And now we're changing it up a little bit, and that is because we have Joel here. And you've heard us. You've heard me talk about my side podcast, Scare Zone. Will has his podcast.
The Podcast with
and,
A.
Yep, and you know, we've been doing those for the last few months, and Terry had to get his second side one. But this one's part of the Laugh-O-Gram Studios family, and that is, I'll let you kind of intro it because I don't want to be like stealing your thunder here, your big moment here, but... Why don't you take it from here a little bit, T?
Yeah, so Joel, who I've known since the mid-90s, we awkwardly met, I think, in a music section for the first time.
Maybe. Yeah. Of like a Walmart?
No, of like a bookstore.
Oh, same thing, though. Yeah. Just you legitimately met at
like a Walmart? No. Just the same thing.
No.
I don't think we had Walmarts in our town then. We met at a Christian bookstore, too.
Mm.
You're in the rougher section of the Christian bookstore.
Yeah, we were in the rock section.
Rock section.
Yeah. There were four cassettes.
Yeah, four tapes.
Yeah.
First Supertones record was shining. No, probably before that.
Yeah, I don't think those existed then. Yeah.
The Supertones hadn't striked back yet.
No. Well,
so it was just like Striper, Petra.
DeGarmo and Key.
Hardcore stuff.
It was not DeGarmo and
stuff
Key.
Stuff your parents wouldn't let you hear.
Terry was asking my thoughts on the new DeGarmo and Key album.
And you just became good friends.
I was like, hey.
This is my brother.
Somebody who is on my line there.
We just lost 80% of the audience. Let's refocus here.
Thank God for editing.
No, they'll leave that in. Who cares? I'm sure there's a good bit of audience. I'm sure that...
Because there's one listener that's like, I love DeGarmo and Key.
Yeah. Are they playing De Las Puertas?
What Terry hasn't
one of them sadly has passed.
What Terry hasn't yet realized is that I just leave most things in because it's easier.
He doesn't listen to
them. Very smart.
Terry,
I do listen to the
I know. After we called you out, you started listening.
Multiple.
Go ahead, Terry.
So Joel and I are starting a podcast called Top of the World. the DVC podcast, and we're going to be talking about the Disney Vacation Club, because these two other guys on the show don't want to talk about it because they don't know much about it.
We don't not want to talk about
well,
it.
Well, you just...
We can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it because you have stayed.
I stayed a couple.
To
Mr. Newell.
Mr. Mike Newell.
Mike Newell. We stayed at... I've stayed at a few DVC resorts that I just booked either with, you know, just paid for the night at Bay Lake Tower, or we actually did have a DVC night at the Bay Lake Tower, and I had Mike do it because I was like, he's like, I transfer you the points.
You're that guy we give the stink eye to. We're like, we can just sense that you're not a DVC member.
Yeah, when they say welcome home, it's like,
this ain't my home.
It's not my home.
And then we try to go to Top of the World, and they're like,
Not going to happen. We've never been there.
No, it's not been.
So we've not been to the lounge. We've not seen those. And those are the perks that are interesting to me. And that's where I don't know. And that's where I'm glad you're starting this, because I think this is awesome for people that are DVC members. Been like, you guys have been at DVC members for 10 plus years. And that's going to be great for those people, but it's also great for people like me that are not necessarily, not that I'm not interested, but I don't see the appeal yet, but I see everyone talking about it. So I think that'd be a great kind of launch point for what's going on with Top of the World, the DVC podcast.
There you go. And we're excited about it. It's going to be every other week, at least to start with. And then, you know, if you guys go nuts and demand more, we've seen a great response on our Nashville and Chicago Facebook groups, some subscribers. And
it's one of the benefits to becoming a member of one of our little local hangout groups is you get to find out news first. So Terry first kind of said, hey, and maybe there's stuff else going on over there. We said, hey, you know, there's this group happening and Terry's launching a side podcast, part of our family, and it's about DVC. What do you think? And we were able to provide the links already. And if you guys do want to subscribe, they can do it now as episode zero is up and episode one may be up when they're hanging. This is probably, you know, people listen over the course of a week or more, a couple weeks. So, you know, you never know, but it's up already. People can be a part of it.
Yep. You can start listening now, subscribe, and it's up on Google Play. It's up on Stitcher.
And on iTunes. And if you want to find a direct link, and we'll make sure we'll get this set up later today, is make sure to go to the website, which is
TheDVCPodcast.com.
The DVC Podcast. So T-H-E up front, TheDVCPodcast.com. But Will and I think we're going to, and guys, go subscribe. There's an episode zero that's kind of humorous. It's Will and I and Terry kind of rambling on about DVC. Some of the stuff we kind of hear today, similar. But, you know, we are kind of noobs to this, Will and I. I think partially it's the fact that we lived in Orlando for so long that there was never, that at first when they were rolling this thing out, and even in the last, I mean, I lived there last in 2004, but even since then, it's not like I've been like pushed to want to sign up because like, I know my way. I mean, this is hometown for me.
You were already home.
Right. So
you don't need somebody to welcome you home.
Right. When I go to Orlando, to me, Will and I always joke around about it, but it's just true. We feel like we're going back home. And that's why even when people kind of say, Logan doesn't stay on property. Well, yeah, because I spend a lot of time at Disney, but I also hang out in Longwood, you know, and go to my favorite restaurants that I went to when I was, you know, 15. So for me, it's just a little bit different. But now that I'm at the point, I have three kids. I don't go down once a month or once every other month anymore because I don't have that ability to. I don't have the mental strength to take three and under down to the parks. It starts to become a little more interesting, and I think that's why your show could be a service to a lot of people like me.
Yeah, and we're excited about not just for you, but for everybody. So being able to, we're going to talk about renting points, which is a huge trend right now that a lot of people are doing to save money on their Disney vacations.
So how does that work? What does that even mean?
There's a couple of services out there that will allow you to. They typically buy points from a DVC member.
I know, but I'm talking about from. Logan said we are the most ignorant people on the subject of DVC. Could you explain what's a point?
Yeah, what is the value
renting
of a
points,
point?
And that's still Greek.
Like, are we defining points just, you know, from the English or on the DVC's?
I know what a score is.
Okay, like, I just want to make sure.
A imaginary number that exists when someone does something.
In the ether.
So, but from a Disney Vacation Club point of view, we do hear that thrown out a lot. Will's right. We hear the word. I've listened to your first episode, and yeah, there's occasional times where I'm like, okay, I may need this broken down one more step. What does that mean? This is DVC 101 right here. What does that mean? How are the point values and what does that mean?
So when you buy into DVC, you buy I think they call it a vacation interest is their technical term, and you're buying essentially a timeshare. You typically, if you are getting a deed of property that says you own this period of time, and Disney translate that into what they call points. And then when you make a reservation, you're able to schedule a room at any number of places at Disney parks and resorts and some places outside of Disney parks and resorts. The best value for using your points is obviously on property. And I think the dollar value, to kind of answer your question, Will, is about $23.
I've seen a point.
When you look at it, if you look at like what you're going to get in terms of back from a hotel room, if you book off property, that falls to like on the cruise line to like $5 a point.
So the points, though, then you use in return to book.
To book a room, just like you book
any other. Never in dollar.
So it's all earned points.
You guys talk in your own little point language.
You don't even
all
see
the
conversion.
And you don't even know.
Right.
You don't even know what we're doing over here with our throwing out dollars every day.
Yeah. Our 4 to 5 digit numbers that come back.
Exactly.
You know, in a traditional timeshare, you would buy into whatever organization had it, and you would have a week or 2 weeks, and that was your week.
Right.
And so that's when you went on vacation. You know, you go to Hilton Head on this week. You go to Myrtle Beach on this week. Exactly. And if you wanted to move that, you had to find somebody else who would take that week so you could go to, you know, site B on week B with the vacation club. And it's part of the beauty of it is the points allow this flexibility. You know, you can break those points up however you can during the year. So as you buy in, and Terry and I are on different point level because Terry's on a different financial level than I'll ever be. So he's got way more points than I
do. And you have a family.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So people know,
I have three kids. Yes, and just one wife. And, you know, and so for us, you know, we can't go during the school year anymore because all my kids are school age.
Right.
And so, you know, back when we joined in, they were younger. And so we could use our points at different times of year where those points translate to having to use fewer points for a larger room or fewer points at a different resort. Right. You know, and so it's the flexibility is, I think, one of the big selling points. It was for me, and I know it's been for a lot, that, you know, you have your points and you're connected to those rather than a week at a certain location. And that was one of the ways that kind of Disney turned the tables on your traditional timeshare.
Yeah, because the timeshare doesn't interest me at all. Because my wife and I often pick up and go or go short little trips. When you book this, are you booking it traditionally through, is it a portal that's just for DVC?
Correct.
But is it similar functionality to
it looks very much
the hotel room?
Yeah. You're booking on the Disney website. You know, you go in, log in, and you go and you pick your, there's a cool thing called Points Finder now where you can log in and you can see where there's availability. So before you try to decide, that shows you the whole calendar month and you can see each space where there's availability. And that way when you're going in and knowing, because a lot of times the resorts that provide a great value, particularly like Boardwalk has great point values.
That's great.
And Animal Kingdom Lodge have great point values. I think both of those are in the single, you can get in the single digits of like 8 or 9 points.
Wow.
Right now, I have like, I think 210 points is what my family has.
Is that's allocated every year.
Every April, we get a bag
200
of points.
A bag of points that comes to the mail?
Do they expire every year?
Yes. You can also bank them.
So they don't expire every year?
Well, you can bank them.
For one year,
and then you can borrow a year. So there could be 1 year.
You blow it out.
You have 600 points.
Right.
Yeah.
Go rock the Polynesian villas.
I want to apologize. I feel bad because we're at the same point level.
Yeah.
So I take that back. Edit that out.
Call him old money bags, exactly, tea weaves, you know, over here. And
he just pays in gold doubloons when he goes. You know?
Well, the difference is a lot of times it's just my wife and I, so we get what's called a studio room.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
I can't do that.
You obviously can't do that with your children.
Mm-mm. You know? I could barely do that with my wife. I tried it at the Bay Lake Tower. I was like, no, we're not doing that again.
Yeah.
And they are remodeling those, so they're getting.
It's very nice. It was more just. It was about the size of the room we're recording in right now, and I was like, yeah, it got a little closer comfort.
Yeah, yeah,
it wasn't great, but I understand.
But that's perfect size for me because
I want to be minimalist.
I want to be claustrophobic.
And it's also for those that look. You're spending 90% of your time. If you're a Disney Vacation Club owner, there's a good chance you're not spending as much time in the room. Though, unless I guess there are, though, you know, part of the reason I heard your first episode, we can talk about this. You know, you say you cook a lot. Mm-hmm. You're part of that. And is that what instigated both of you? Because you're both coming from totally different areas of of life, I guess you'd say. You know, you're married, no kids, married, multiple kids.
Mm-hmm.
What was the instigator that said, okay, I'm going to do this? Was it a money-saving thing or was it an actual like practicality of this is the way it best could work for my family?
Well, I think for our family, it was a practicality. Though we've seen, you know, with having rooms where you have full kitchens, we've seen the money-saving ways to go about it. People hear how much I go, and, you know, and they know what I do and they're like, wait, hold on, you know? But for us, we've seen how we can save money on that. And in fact, what's been interesting for us over the last 5-6 years is, you know, we still go to the parks, but it's not that, you know, banging out the door 7 o'clock in the morning, going till midnight, 5 days in a row. You know, we go a little less now. We spend more time, you know, at the resort, enjoying the resort. And so we've, but for us, it was a practical set. We were going and, you know, all timeshares, whether it be DVC or just a traditional timeshare, that's where they're going to sell you is, you know, you're going to go on vacation. You know, you're going to come here. We always want to go to Disney. You know, there's not a debate for us as to, you know, do we want to go here this year or DVC or Disney? You know, we want to go to Disney. For us, it was like, let's do it. Let's keep going.
Do you do off-property stuff now in the Orlando area?
A little bit, yeah. And actually more over the past few years. You know, having kids, and my kids have gone a lot, but, you know, through DVC, we get to go, we do shorter stays now. Right. You know, we run down for a weekend. Right. You know, I do the races at Disney now. So we go to a marathon and we go out and take the kids. So it gives me that flexibility where I can go off property and eat at some restaurants there or go do some sightseeing. But we're still primarily, you know, once we're there, we want to be there.
Right. And there's so many great amenities surrounding even what I hear, the DVC world too, that are in addition to what Disney has just at resorts.
And so, see, that appeals to me. Yeah. Where, because I typically don't stay on property and stay at a vacation home that I rent for very similar reasons. We don't go morning to night in the parks. We love to, but we just physically can't with the kids. And we're just not at that point in our life. And we like to have space, like to cook, like to, and for kids a lot easier sometimes. And you can kind of have that space. But Terry, you're kind of a little bit coming from the opposite side of that. So what was your...
We had gone to the DVC presentation once before and we're kind of like, I don't know. And we were there and we had...
heard the best kept secret.
Well, no, we were there, and they got us. We did a split stay.
The best kept secret? You're talking about like Scientology?
Like... They used to say that, didn't it?
Yeah,
that was the marketing campaign. That was everywhere. So it was the worst kept secret.
Yeah, it was little red vines, little red vans that said the best kept secret. Mm-hmm. So we had stayed at Pop Century and did a split stay, and finished a boardwalk during Food and Wine. And so, or Beach Club,
I heard a little about that on the first
episode. And so, once you kind of experience, like,
I'm
okay.
I'm going to cut you off. Fair warning, people. Not a fan of the Pop Century.
Me?
Terry Weaver, no.
No.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I enjoy it.
Oh.
I mean, it's not my preferred.
Like Terry, though, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Pop Century when I wasn't a...
Oh, I've never...
Now it's like, I can't go back there.
I can. Look, well, savages.
Well, no, it was every time I've stayed at Pop Century, it's been somehow miraculously time when there are 5,000 teenagers staying.
Oh, and it is the worst to check in at, too. It's always like a line that is a mile and a half long.
And so there's a fun story about some power washing in Pop Century that's on the first episode. Yeah, so we'll save that
but
for later.
I will say this. Our audience historically loves the Pop Century, so I want them to listen and know that going ahead. Spoiler, Terry bashes potentially your favorite resort, the Scopa Towers, is you know loved by many on this show. But
he bashed my favorite DVC resort and when we started recording. So I mean,
Terry, you're about to get replaced on WDW Today by Joel.
Yes,
clearly really why I'm here to bump Terry out.
Go ahead though, Terry.
So we went on the tour then, and the only reason we went is because they offered us, it was during the economy downturn, and they offered us $500 in DVC, like, or in Disney dollars, gift cards. I was like, well, $500. Well,
why not? Yeah.
Why not? And we'll get a ride to dinner. And so, and we just, the value was just there. They also, when we were able to become members, they gave us the value of our stay towards our purchase. So they're not doing as many of those things now. But man, the value that we've gotten from it already, like if we just stopped and we were no longer members, we've got our money's worth out of it already.
Mm-hmm. How long are you paying? Like how long are you locked in the rest of your life, essentially?
No, you're paying, if you do like Disney financing, mm-hmm. most of that's for 8 or 12 years, depending on what you
do. But it lasts. You're going to get those years of points every year.
Mm-hmm. For however year. I think I get mine
however long you live.
2062, maybe.
I think the traditional buy-in now is 49 years. You know, if you just go straight up, you know, if you end up, and we can talk later about, you know, buying in later, but you know, it's, and so then all you're paying, once you're past your financing point, all you're paying is your annual,
dues.
You're not, it's,
what they call it? I call them maintenance
fees. Maintenance fees, yeah.
What does that look like? What are those? What
it's walls to keep people like you yes. out. That's really what it is.
No, but like, what is that price point? Like, what am I? What?
Around $5, give or take $1.50. Some of them are as low as like $4.
You're paying $1.50 a year?
What? No, five.
The
a point.
The maintenance costs.
A point.
So 200 times $5.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, I'm confused still.
So whatever your point,
no,
because it depends on how many points you bought in.
In every every resort is different. Every resort has a
because Terry has 200 points a year, and whatever associates with his. So say it's $5, it's $1,000 a year.
They didn't do this for people like me who can't figure out in math at all.
either that,
no,
or they,
that's exactly why they did it.
Or
they want you.
They get your checking account when you sign up.
They gave me $500, and I said, "Here's $50,000."
That's what I was going to say. Clearly what we've learned is that if you can get give a free gift card in, I don't know, I mean, 500 is a good
that's
denomination,
a big number, yeah.
But I could be lower. You got Terry in a presentation.
Yeah, that's like a week at the parks. that's a good price. You they went well, but they won you over, which you don't usually think of when you walk past those things. You're just like, bah.
Yeah. Specifically that noise.
You quack, you quack in an odd, you know.
Like the penguin from Batman Returns.
Yeah.
And they don't do a hard sell. That's another plus of you know, if you say, I want to know the best kept secrets, you know. And so you go in there. They don't push it on you. In fact, the guy who sold us ours said, you know, over half of my sales come from people returning home. You know, they go home and think about it and go, you know, I love Disney, you know, and they'll call him and say, what do we got to do next? And in fact, that's what we did. We came home and then ended up going back later in the year and you know, signing our contract and buying in. So, you know, again, a traditional timeshare, I mean, they're going to keep you there. They're going to chain you to the table, you know. And so it was nice, you know, that you hear the benefits of it. You see if it could work for you financially, practically, and you can walk away and have time to think about it.
And you make a payment once a month? Is that just like your mortgage on your house or something like that, or a bill?
You choose to do that, or you can pay it off in one lump sum. It's up to you how you...
Oh, like I could just pay it cash.
You could just pay cash.
Terry money bags over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Terry likes Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
Or you could, you know, refinance it. A lot of people have refinanced and put it with their home mortgage. There's lots of, if you do it through their financing, it's just like a real estate. So it's, you know, you can write it off in your taxes. And
so what's kind of a range, I guess, in those contracts, if you even know? Like what's a starting, if I want to, like lowest thing, I want to be in the worst resort ever, you know, or the cheapest resort ever, not the worst.
Well.
And just to, I mean, you don't have to give me exact numbers, but what's the range and what does it hit at this point? Like where, if I want that Polynesian bungalow thing that's over the water, you know, what are we actually talking about here financially committing? Because I think that's where maybe just that lump sum number is what throws me off sometimes, which doesn't make any sense because I pay way more than that in those vacation rentals, though those are a better deal than just buying traditionally on property.
And here's one of the things we're always going to be talking about on Top of the World is you can buy through resale or you can buy through Disney. Mm-hmm. So if you bought what both Joel and I have at
straight up
right now, it would be $35,000.
Okay.
Because the points
the
points right now are $176 a point. Now, if you buy resale, you can get resale points for as low as 60.
Because you're buying the rest of someone's contract.
You buy the rest of someone's contract.
But you said it's $176 per point.
Per point.
And if you're having a 6 point per night thing, that does not seem like it's worth it to me.
But you only pay for that once.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Like you said. I love math.
See, I'd be the guy be the guy who's like, I'm going to save up $35,000 and do it just because I can't figure this out. My vacations are paid off.
And they actually will show you. You say, hey, if we normally come once a year and this is what we pay to stay, they'll show you how much you save. Mm-hmm. If you do go to Disney, they'll show you how much you save over the course.
Over time, you're not paying that amount, you know, right. your financing ends, you're able to get that done. You know, maybe there's a change in your income that allows you to put in more, you can do that. And so then you're simply just using the points that you own.
So one of the things that's, oh, Willie got something.
I was going to say, what kind of interest rates is Disney offering too?
I think they're I think around 9 or 10%.
So a pretty hefty, finance charge.
Which is why a lot of people will refinance.
Right, and roll it into something else. That makes sense because that's a big hit.
That's a significant chunk.
Over 10 years.
Well, you know, to the people that are DVC members, and that's one of the things I think when we look at this, when we're creating new podcasts, like we're a podcast network, part of the studios we've launched with Laughagram Studios, is we look for areas that aren't being served and audiences that aren't being served. And today, you guys want to start a Disney podcast or even us. we weren't part of WDW today, and that didn't happen. And we weren't, you know, graciously taking over something that's been established for 10 years. It's very difficult right now to break out in the Disney community because there's 1,000 Disney podcasts. But then when we start diving in, we go, well, what's not being served? And one of them for me was looking at, okay, well, I'm a Halloween Horror Nights buff. There's like one other show, really, and they're not doing weekly shows or close to monthly shows. Or, you know, so I was like, oh, there's an outlet there. There's an audience potentially there, because I know there's a lot of weirdos like me that like to be scared. And then for this, we looked up, oh, there's a huge group of DVC people who really could use the advice from it, because I think that's where I don't understand. And that's where I'm even going to listen as a not member, but where listeners should listen, because you're going to kind of break down how to get the most, I think it's one of your taglines, but how to get the most out of your membership.
Right. We're going to be talking a lot about how to help you know how to use your points, when to use your points, because there's definitely times of the year. I think I figured it out with my points. If I don't stay on Friday night and Saturday night, I can get about 4 weeks at Disney out of my membership. But there are times during the year that I won't even be able to get a week if I try to go during Christmas. So it really just depends on when you go and how to, you know, knowing which resorts are great values and which resorts aren't.
And there's discounts. So yes. Annual passes, right, are cheaper and those things. Yeah. So, I mean, that even, that appeals me, someone who gets in.
And that was
back to AP. Yes. Now that we're done having children, now I'm going back to the AP. I didn't for a couple of years. But, you know, we signed up this last year, and I plan on continuing that for my life.
And that was another one of the perks that we got when we signed up, is we had just bought annual passes. They're like, okay, well, you just bought them. Go back with this. They gave me a letter. And they gave me back $300 on the 2 annual passes that I've just purchased.
All right, I got to learn more about DVC. We got to take a break, guys. Okay. Is that fine? No one's talking. So, yes, it's fine. Yeah. It's good? It's fine if we take a break? Okay, I got to like take a sip of water and play something that we pre-recorded. So let's go do that. We'll be right back with more on, I almost said Top of the World, on WDW Today. Today's episode of WDW Today is proudly being presented by our new friends, which, look, guys, we've heard about that you guys are all really jumping on board this and excited. This is probably the first sponsor we've heard, like, feedback from the owner who's like, I can't believe how many people are going to our website and buying. It's awesome. Her website is circa1955.com. It's a candle subscription service. That means when you sign up, each month you get two candles, right?
Two candles.
Two candles that are Walt Disney World themed. Smells that you know and love. And we, like I said, we sampled them last week. And if you didn't hear that, just go back and listen to it, because it's a lot of fun sampling some of these candles. But they're actually very impressive.
I haven't had lunch yet, and we're recording, and this dadgum churro candle has been sitting in front of me.
Don't smell that one, then. that one is like...
My mouth has been watering. I'm like, what is that delicious churro? It's the candle.
Yeah. Hey.
Incredible.
Little tip here, guys. I'm on a crazy, crazy strict diet right now. No sugar, nothing. So you know what I've been doing? Smelling the Dole Whip candle a lot on the side. I wish that was a joke.
That sitting there sounds my desk. Like a problem.
Yeah, it is. It's a good appetite suppressant. No, I'm kidding. Guys, we really hope you go check them out. They're a great sponsor of ours, great supporters of everything we do, really. And we couldn't be more proud to have them. It's something unique, something different that you can get if you're a Disney fan, or if you have a Disney fan in your life. Great thing to give as a gift. Look, it's Christmas in July this week, folks. So great thing to maybe you sign up, save 6 months. Bring that to them as their Christmas gift, and then continue their subscription. There you go.
There you go. A lot of fun. And a great thing that they do is they give part of each month's profits to Give Kids the World.
Yeah, which we proudly have been, you know, I've worked with them, not even in the show, for years, and they are excellent people doing an excellent thing. So make sure to check out their website. It's circa1955.com. Sign up today and become a, they should come up with what they call them. They
just, subscriber.
Subscriber. No, but I mean like a, they need their own version, like. A sense
sniffer,
a entertainer. I don't know, something like that. They need that. Tell her,
near.
Get her on that. So circa1955.com, guys. They're a great partner, and we're thrilled to have them on board. And now back to the show.
Now there's talk of another DVC resort opening in the Moderates. There's been kind of rumors of that. Was it the Caribbean Beach,
Caribbean Beach,
just kind of broke? And so, I mean, if you can stay at Boardwalk for 8 or 9 points a night, or, you know, how many points a night is it? You know, what kind of value is it going to be to?
Yeah, that's going to be the question going forward, is what this means for DVC. Because everything has been either a brand new property, or over the last, you know, 6-7 years has been deluxes. And so now they're looking at these Moderates, and I think that's going to be a game changer, you know, as to moving there. I think we're all hoping that it means lower points, maybe even a lesser financial buy-in.
Yeah. Point values have increased. The cost of buying it has increased over $100 a point since both Joel and I bought in.
And when I decide to buy in, or if I decide to buy in, I'm at this point, I know you said it was different then, but are you picking the resort that you're buying into?
Yes.
At this point. You weren't. So now, or originally you were, there was only a couple, I guess.
You're always picking where there's availability.
Okay.
You know, you can always put in to say, I want to buy here. But you obviously, if you're buying in.
What is that? What's the difference? Because obviously you don't have to stay there.
No, wherever you buy in is going to be your home resort. And so the upside to that is, you know, that there's going to be a window that you can book your trip and you're going to have a really good chance at getting a room.
Early access to that resort.
You know, but your points are your points. So you can apply those to any DVC resort or any non-DVC resort,
right,
which is nice. The points change by season, by month, by time of the week, and then, of course, by resort. But you have your home resort. And so, you know, mine is Saratoga Springs. And so that was the new build when we were buying in. So it just made sense to buy in there. But it's been several years since we've stayed there for any length.
Do you get a better deal at your home resort? Like, can you maybe
get... Is it cheaper for you than it is for someone who has...
Oh, goodness, yeah. If somebody was going to pay cash to stay there...
No. I mean another DVC. So say someone's a DVC member at Bay Lake Tower, mm-hmm, and they want to book at Saratoga Springs. Is it the same point value for each person? So the home resort doesn't really affect that.
The main benefit of the home resort is at the 11-month mark, you can book at your home resort. So, you know, in January, you can book your Christmas stay. At the 7-month mark, you can book at any resort.
Okay, so it just gives you early access to booking.
And it really, when that comes into play, is those really high demand times.
Yeah.
I mean, Leslie and I are typically booking a lot of our stays.
I don't think you're going the week of Christmas anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, now we've gone right up until Christmas, and that's a...
I've done New Year's, so...
Yeah, and so it's just...
Not fun.
And we've done right after New Year's, and the point values...
Love that week.
Oh, it was great.
That's a great week. New Year's Day and after that, great. Other than that, horrible.
I like July 29th.
So this week.
Yeah. Oh, so the weather is
blistering.
Fantastic.
There's no one there.
No one screaming from sun poisoning or children are always happy.
Yeah. This last weekend was my wife's birthday, and I was like, oh, let's maybe just splurge, do something. Had Southwest tickets in the cart, had the room ready to reserve, and I pulled up Orlando's weather. I was like, nope.
Yeah. My son last week, and we try to do some of those like spontaneous trips, like you said, and I'm rolling in Southwest points, not to brag, but you know what I mean. You got that Southwest credit card, man. They get you with all that. They get me with the stinking perks. I don't know what to do with them. I give them out for people.
Logan put a DVC membership on a Southwest credit card.
Nice.
So he can fly and...
I could. Because they give you a stupid amount of limits. Brilliant. A limit I really shouldn't be able to afford.
Well, and the thing is, like, if it's Your basic credit card rate's at like 7. It's better than Disney financing.
I just got to figure out how to pay that off. 36 grand or whatever it is. You probably can't pay with a credit card, I assume. Can you pay?
You
can pay your points credit card? It's not like you have to, not like a mortgage where a lot of times
like
you
bank
have
the draft.
Bank draft.
Well, some of you can do whatever. If you're buying it up front, you can do whatever you want.
That's true. I'm not doing that. I'm just going
to. But if you bought resale, I mean, I was talking to one of the guys in the office where we record. Mm-hmm. You know, for him to buy resale was literally like a 66% discount off of buying through Disney right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is someone else buying DVC here?
Brandon was talking. Let's just look into it.
Okay.
And so,
that's interesting. So you want someone over? Is there any like multi level marketing to this where you get a kickback?
No, he's gonna buy.
And I wish.
Oh, he's gonna rent points.
Rent points.
No, not buy points. No, looking to buy.
He's looking to buy.
He's looking to buy.
And the resale.
Buy a contract.
And the resale. Yeah.
Maybe we should talk him out of that.
Well, but show cost.
But if you buy through resellers of the savings, and then, you know, you go, someone like you goes, oh, man, I really want the perks, then you can go back and just say, I'll buy 50 points from Disney.
Right, because you can't, as of now, you can't use the perks if you buy resale, right?
Right.
You're just buying points.
You can't even use a lot of the perks if you rent points.
No.
Like, I can't go to the Top of the World or any of those lounges unless I'm a card-carrying member.
Card-carrying member.
Or with a card-carrying member.
Now, Top of the World, you actually have to be a card-carrying member and staying on property at the time.
Okay.
So you have to be, you're using your points on property.
Or as Lynn says, just tell someone to buy a drink and they'll take you out. Jeff never done, because Will and I are socially awkward and don't talk to people.
Yeah, no, we would never.
I'm not going to offer
approach
a drink.
Someone.
One, I approach someone to give him a drink right now in 2016.
Yeah. Going, hey, fella.
Yeah.
Hey. Can I buy you a drink?
Sarsaparilla?
Yeah.
This might be where that guy that you guys met at California Grill had the monkey. That might have been his whole ploy.
For us to buy him a drink? What are you saying?
I don't know where you're going with that.
What do you mean? Are you saying
he was using the monkey to get free drinks?
You think I'm going to approach a man with a monkey puppet and offer to buy him a drink?
Who do you?
You're out of your ever-loving mind.
Who are we? Well, who are we offering the drink to? The man or the monkey?
The monkey.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, I feel like we learned a lot. I think. Will, do you feel like you have a general idea now how this thing works?
What I was going to say is that I'm really glad that they're doing this podcast
because,
I'm still really confused about it. So I agree. I think it's good for people that are. Like, want to dip their toes in the water, see how it is, and learn about it more. Because, honestly, I don't even know that you said they're not doing a hard sell at Disney. I don't know how they could sell me on it if it's that. There's so many ins and outs of it.
They don't even want you. They're just like, you know what?
Nah.
No, you know, you don't look like a DVC Vacation Club owner.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah, that one. You can take that however you want.
However you want.
One last question I have for you guys, and this is something that I don't believe so, but I'm just curious. Are there any benefits you get from staying on property, just as booking it, like if I want to stay at Polynesian this week, that you don't get if you're a DVC member? Do you get everything you get from staying on property, your extra magic hours, all of your other little kind of perks? Obviously, the resorts are sometimes a little different with the parking situations. They are a little bit more like that traditional, like a condo, where the lobby is like the Bay Lake Tower lobby is not anything. There's not even a person there. The feeling is a little different, but is there anything negative when it comes to buying?
The only one thing I can think of is towels. You don't get towel or housekeeping every
day. There's no housekeeping?
It's every fourth day.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can buy it and they can come and do it every day if that's your thing. You know, you stay in a larger condo, you're going to have your own washer and dryer. So, that's how we do it. We just wash our towels.
Is that true if I just stay there? Because I can't remember that. When we stayed at DVC.
But you were just there for one or two nights.
But I feel like they came and cleaned. Do they come and clean?
Yeah, if you're a cash.
They know.
If you're a cash stay, they come every day like a traditional hotel.
Okay.
But if you're a DVC member or you're staying on DVC points, then it changes.
Yeah, that's they do that at the vacation homes that I rent.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get them every few days if you choose to. Usually you don't because your kids are trying everything. It's fine.
That's how our.
And you get to, you do get the extra magic hours. You get the Magical Express, and then you're also they've learned that the big value that it does pay to buy from Disney is perks. I'm predicting a lot more DVC exclusive perks coming up. They've been doing DVC exclusive park tickets that aren't annual passes recently. Every year they've been doing those, and so they're kind of adding different things to try to really add,
and that's where it would probably bring value to someone like me who I'm not trying to I could afford to do the Disney Vacation Club. I just haven't chosen to because my benefits maybe aren't there as much, and that's because I am a glutton for exclusivity, and I like those extra little things, and the top of the world is nice, and I wish that lounge over at Epcot was cooler, and there are things that I'm intrigued by that if they made that, it's kind of honestly what Universal has done with their annual passes, which is you can get the regular annual pass, which I think now they have blackout dates, but I didn't even used to. But it's it's fine. Then the top of the line one, you got a Halloween Horror Nights ticket, you got free valet parking, you got all of these benefits. I'm done. I'll pay the extra $200 because I'll make that up in valet parking. If they add those kind of things, I think that's where someone like me, who is not the traditional buyer, would go, okay, now let's start to actually see what this means. But is it something that you have 50 years left? Let's say now you've 38, 40 years left on your deal. For you, is it something that your kids can then be able to utilize, or something where you're going to have to be able to, because you can book for anyone.
Yeah.
And you can transfer it at some point.
Yeah. We see our kids.
Not that you're not living until 90.
This. Yeah.
I'm not.
No, but, I'm definitely not. Not with my lifestyle.
Well, even just if you're like, hey, I'm 75, I'm not using it anymore. Yeah. I'm going to transfer it.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. Do. Yeah. That's we envision our kids doing this and enjoying it and their kids. My mother-in-law is a member. She sees it as an investment in her family.
Because you can pass
that time.
You can pass down a Disney vacation to your kids.
Yeah.
Your kids could make no money and be artists and living on living penny to penny playing guitar. But guess what? Every year for at least until they're 50, they get if I did it now, I'm thinking of this. My son and daughters could have a vacation. Riker could have it till he's 54 years old. And there's a little bit then his grandchildren would go. So there is a little bit of me I could put it in college fund, but what's better? College fund or you get a Disney vacation every week.
Exactly.
I think that's the best life lesson we could have approached.
Don't give to your kids' education, give to their vacations.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. again, one more time, for those interested who like this conversation, who maybe you would listen to this conversation and go, I know all that. Now tell me more. That's why we're launching this podcast, The Top of the World, the DVC podcast. It is online now. You can subscribe. First episode, if it's not up right now when you're listening to this, it's coming up very shortly. And that is the website. It's thedvcpodcast.com. But as Terry said, it's searchable and findable right now. On also where you pretty much get your podcast, but right now easily is iTunes, which is what 70% of you listen through, Stitcher, or on Google Play, and we're gonna try to roll that out in more places. You've social media already launched.
Yep, at the DVC podcast for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
So it's all
I have
set.
I have it on my MySpace and Zanga accounts as well. Yeah. If you have a time machine to look that up, feel free to do that.
You can go find that. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for today. I think that was good. I think you like that.
Lots of fun.
That one person still listening on the Zoom.
Yes.
Would love
don't
to
offend
get
them.
It on the...
Look, folks, we know. Okay. We know you're there. We can see it. There's like four of you that are listening on the Zoom. And look, I'm impressed you can even do that. I'm not sure how that works.
I'm surprised I didn't know the Zoom's... hard drive hadn't failed yet because my original iPod is long gone.
Well, if you are listening on a Zoom right now, would you tweet us a picture of you with your Zoom, please?
The question is, if they're listening on Zoom, do they have Twitter? No, I'm just kidding. I'm
don't
sorry.
Offend them, Logan.
I'm sorry, folks. I love you and your Zoom. I'm glad it works still for you. I didn't even know they connected to the internet. So that's going to do it, I think, for today's show. And I'm excited about this. And if you want to get Terry's podcast or any of our other podcasts, make sure to check out all the different websites. Obviously, Will has his podcast. I'll let him plug it.
Yeah, that's whiskeypodcast.com.
Completely different.
But a lot of people have told me from the show that they are enjoying listening to the podcast. Go to whiskeypodcast.com. That's CASK. It's a little play on words there. And it's got links where you can subscribe and listen.
And then for my side show, I have Scare Zone Halloween Horror Nights podcast. Weirdly, not as much crossover because people don't like to break the rules and go across the street to the other park. But for me, I love talking about it. This week on the show, we had on Tim Tracker and the Jen Tracker, who some of you guys may watch on YouTube. Yeah, they talk mainly Halloween Horror Nights, but they also talk about getting married and their adventure through that. So it's fun. You can go check it out. It's the least scary thing. It's three middle-aged white men who just... have nothing to talk about. We don't even watch horror movies. We talk about Halloween Horror Nights. So it's as nerdy as it comes, folks. And that's over at scarezone.com, or you can find it on all the sources. But again, Top of the World launching. It's launched. It's here.
Launched.
It exists. Top of the World is going. Thank you, Joel, for joining our little family.
Thanks for having
here.
Me. It was great to be here.
All right. That's going to do it for today's show. Special thanks to the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. You can find out all about them and their website, offkilter.net, or you can join us September 30th at De Las Puertas Magic Media and Music Festival. That is at dlpfest.com. Tickets are on sale. It's more like 60-something days away, so make sure you join us. Come be a part of the family and meet us, hang out, and hear some awesome music from Off Kilter, the band formerly known as Mulch, Sweat, and Shears, and so many more. Again, that's at dlpfest.com. And special thanks also to Circa 1955, our new sponsor. If you want to go get that candle subscription like you heard during the break, circa1955.com. I'm out of breath now. Special thanks to our travel partner, Off to Neverland Travel. As Will likes to say,
all you got to do is pack.
Go to neverland.com. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Joel Reynolds.
There you go. Very nice. Hope you guys like that. We'll talk to you on the next show or on Top of the World,
Top of the World. The
DVC podcast.
Ship dance like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to the hills by the twilight.